Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Friday, March the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker. And on Fridays, we take a look at emails that we have been receiving. This is from the Pew Research Center. And the email is entitled, Christians Face Harassment in Over 160 Countries as Restrictions Reach Record Levels. This was revealed that government restrictions on religion also reached an all-time high. The study, which is part of the Pew Templeton Global Religious Futures Project, showed that both government actions and social hostilities contributed to the harassment of religious groups. Government restrictions on religion reached an all-time high, with 183 countries imposing various forms of limitations. That's the highest number of harassment since the study began in 2007. Now, Christians are the largest religious group globally and face harassment in various forms, from derogatory statements to physical violence. The study found that Christians were harassed by governments in 160 countries, an increase from 155 from the previous year. And this harassment ranged from subtle forms of discrimination to overt acts of violence and oppression. In contrast, Muslims faced harassment in 141 countries, down from 145 in 2020. Jews were harassed by governments and social groups or individuals in 91 countries in 2021, down from 94 countries in 2020. That was the third highest total of any religious group, the study said, noting that Jews make up just 0.2% of the world's population. In terms of physical harassment, which included property damage, assaults on people, detentions, displacements, and killings, the study reported incidents in 137 countries, with governments being the primary perpetrators in 100 of these. Property damage was the most common type of physical harassment, occurring in 105 countries. Europe had the highest share of countries reporting property damage related to religion, with incidents such as the closure of 21 mosques in France and attacks on Catholic and Jewish sites in Poland. Physical assaults on individuals due to their religious beliefs were reported in 91 countries. In the Middle East and North Africa, assaults were particularly prevalent, with 75% of countries in the region reporting such incidents, including a missile attack on a Sunni-majority mosque in Yemen, detentions related to religious beliefs were reported in 77 countries, with the Middle East, North Africa region having the highest shape of countries reporting such incidents. In Sri Lanka, 311 individuals remained imprisoned without formal charges for alleged connections to the 2019 Easter Sunday bombings. Government restrictions on religion, laws, policies, and actions by state officials that limit religious beliefs and practices reached a new peak globally, according to the analysis. The global median level of government restrictions on religion increased to 3.0 in 2021, up from 2.8 in 2020, indicating a tightening of control over religious practices. However, the global median level of social hostilities involving religion increased slightly from 1.8 in 2020 to 1.6 in 2021. In 2021, 56 countries, accounting for 28% of the total, experienced high or very high levels of government restrictions. Now, this was a slight decrease from the 57 countries, or 29%, that reached this level in 2020, 2019, and 2012. But despite this slight decrease, the overall median index scores for all countries increased to a greater number of countries showing an increase in index scores compared to those showing a decrease, the study noted. The study also highlighted the dual nature of government actions regarding religion. While imposing restrictions and engaging in harassment, governments in 161 countries produce benefits to religious organizations, such as funding for religious education and maintaining of religious buildings. This situation raises questions about the motivations behind government policies toward religious groups, but it certainly does show, indeed, the many restrictions that are occurring against religions from various areas. Now, another email talked about the people who are the worst in restricting Christians. This was by Robin Schumacher. He said his vote for the biggest saving and Christians reaching restriction goes to what he calls post-millennialism. Now, what does that mean? Postmillennialists are the eternal optimists where this life is concerned. They look for a utopian state on earth, which means a perfect situation brought about through the church's efforts and during and policies that talk about a golden age. The church, not Israel, experiences the fulfillment of the promises God made to Abraham and David. Once this is accomplished, Christians return to rule, after which follows a general resurrection of the dead, a judgment of all people, and eternity begins. You have to admit that that religious thinking sounds pretty good, doesn't it? As a world that keeps getting better and better, and more Christians in its behavior, followed by Jesus coming back, and then a great eternity kicking off. It's hard to beat that. The only thing that comes close is the Mormon teaching, where if I play my cards right, I get to be the god of my own planet with celestial rights. But alas, postmillennialism isn't biblical, and Mormonism is not true. There are no celestial wives for me. The cold, hard result is the world is not getting better, and more Christians are finding instead just what the Apostle Paul wrote. He wrote this in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, for men will be the lovers of self, the lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient in parents, vengeful, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, and irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. That's all in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1-5. And if you think that isn't true, just ask any Christian or religious person today. In January, a group called In-N-Out Burger said it was closing on a very busy Oakland, California location due to the city's limp approach to law enforcement, which resulted in over-the-top crime. Robberies last year went up 22% over the 3-year average, and into burglaries, carjackings, and motor vehicle theft, 29%. Many in and out patrons and workers found that their windows were smashed if they were lucky enough to being what robbed in a gangster method. This was due to the fact that criminal punishment was lessened and people were allowed to do burglaries without much punishment. What had Solomon said about this? Because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed quickly, therefore, the hearts of the sons of men among them are giving fully to do evil. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 11. His father David said the arrogance of evil people realize a point where they say, I will not be moved. That's in Psalm 10, verse 6. If you want more evidence that this kind of human behavior is on a downhill slide and would also, like most trends, be increased, then all you need to do is take a short trip to Britain. There, appeasement of Islam has resulted in the greatest kind of anti-Semitism and violence. Politicians who strangely oppose evil against Jewish people are also chased in the streets by crazed mobs. All the while, the leadership and media pundits sing choruses against the smug unbelievers, but can't say, this is the things that you don't believe, but this is what you must say. Nope. No evidence for postmillennialism that this writer can see is possible. In fact, it's just the opposite of journalism. In fact, Mark Anderson suggesting on Twitter that we all do sense some homework is needed. He says, make a list of all the things that you believe but are not able to say. Then a list of things you don't believe but must say. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about how the world is really against people who are opposed to abortion, opposed to gay lifestyles, opposed to suicide. You're not allowed to say those things. In fact, professors are removed from universities if they do that. But on the other hand, you have to say what the world wants you to say and not what Christianity wants you to believe. That's the world in which we live. In his nighttime chat with Nicodemus, Jesus identified the human problems that call this as being impure and spiritually dead, requiring a rebirth of water. That's the moral cleansing, and a rebirth of the spirit. That's found in John 3, verse 5. Only afterward does a person have the understanding and the wisdom from the Holy Spirit needed to live a right life and make the world a little more comforting. If a fool, as Tim Kelly has said, has someone who hates God's definition of reality, then wisdom is competence concerning life's reality. And the precursor to wisdom is understanding, which is why you see a constant complaint about its lack in people throughout the Bible. Moses complained about Israel, for they are lacking in counsel, and there is no understanding in them. That's in Deuteronomy 32, verse 28. Jesus asked his disciples multiple times, "Are you still lacking in understanding also?" That was in Matthew 15, verse 16. The ability to understand something according to how God understands it is precious and serves as a protectant for the person and everyone around them. Ronald Reagan is famous for giving the following example. How do you tell a communist? It's someone who reads Marx and Lenin. How do you tell a non-communist? It's someone who understands Marx and Lenin. Exactly. This is why we see the 1-2 punch of understanding and sense living, producing goodness in the last, still is what Jesus' parable says of the souls. The one on whom seed was sown in the leadership, in the good soul. This is the man who hears the word and understands it, and understands it to the point that he is not overrun by government-protected hate and people who keep upsetting the same level of exhausting, scorching earth leadership. Meet the new boss. It's same as the old boss. To quote Who, it's the devil himself. In an episode of Seinfeld, Jerry and Elaine are bemoaning their encounters with people, discussing what behaviors bother them. Jerry finally ends the discussion by saying, "People, they are the worst. We sure can be." The Bible says again and again that all start off as being selfishly ambition, and we do not, as the old people, obey the truth of God, but we are unrighteous. Romans 2, verse 8. But we don't have to stay that way, because God does provide understanding and wisdom as we desire it. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. That's James 1, verse 5. But if we deny this wisdom given by the Holy Spirit, then we agree with the postmillennialist world and think that we can include the world by our obedience, which means we believe in the law and we don't recognize that salvation comes not by our obedience, but through faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, there is great hope for us as we share the message of Jesus Christ and bring even more people into a right relationship with Jesus. That's today's topic, which will continue on Monday with Law and Gospel. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.